Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
And welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach of the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets, as they get set to finish up the season in Alaska against two pretty good programs. But first, we're going to talk about what happened last week in a couple of very, very impressive wins over Central Washington and St. Martin's, particularly the St. Martin's game, Kevin. You know, this was a game that was pretty tight throughout for the most part. You end up winning 71-61. But just a personal opinion here, but I thought in terms of a team effort, I thought it was one of your better ones that I've seen this year.
Yeah, we did play very well, I thought, on both sides of the ball. And we played pretty consistent throughout the game. They have a very good team, and they'd beaten us earlier in the season, and I just thought we had the right approach, and we had a lot of emotion with senior night and everything, but played well.
Yeah, I thought, I can't really think of – and usually when you watch a game, there's one or two players that have kind of an off game or what have you. I really thought that just everybody that came in, maybe even though it didn't show in the statistics, I thought it just seemed like everybody had something to add.
Yeah, it was a complete team effort. We got some very good performances. Kayla Ryan was strong again. Our seniors all played very determined. Mandy Jacobs came off the bench and really, really gave us a big lift. She played well, rebounded well, and made some key baskets. So it was a team effort. Didn't matter who we had in there. They were being effective.
Is that a concern as a coach? Now, you've had to deal with this in the past. Last year, you were very fortunate in the fact that you weren't, saying goodbye to a bunch of seniors. But, even at the high school level, I know that they had senior nights, and it's always kind of a different animal. You never know how that emotion's going to play out, whether it's going to be tough or whether, they're going to let the emotions get the best of them or whether they're going to come out with one of their better performances. As a coach, are you concerned at all about that heading into a senior night?
Yes, I've seen it where people are just too emotional that they have a hard time, settling down and just playing. And I thought ours did a very good job of that. Usually it adds a little bit of adrenaline to you, but it's just whether you can handle it or not. And they did a very nice job of it. We didn't know if Jen Smith would be able to play, but she did make a game time decision and played. And each of them were very effective that night.
Should make note that, you've actually won four games in a row now, including a road victory over Western Oregon. So this team really seems to be playing at a very high level right now, not just talking about the last two games, but in general as a whole. Nice streak going for you.
Yeah, we're peaking at the right time. Hopefully we can keep it going this week. It's a tough road trip, a long ways away, 3-hour time change. But we're looking forward to the opportunity and hopefully can keep it going.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Danny Menhold Chevrolet Hummer, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins Family Restaurant, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the second part of the Coaches Show coming up next.
Where can you find Yellow Jacket apparel and memorabilia? It's all at Jackets and Company. They've got you covered. Everything from that t-shirt to that special Yellow Jacket coffee mug to that really special doodad you just know you have to have. Why not go now? That item you were thinking about buying is just sitting there waiting for you. Go ahead. They're right around the corner with 5 Beezer's locations to serve you. They've got it. You know it. Jackets and Company on campus, downtown, and online at www.jacketsandcompany.com.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Kevin Wooden, the head coach of the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets. Going to take a slightly different approach here in the second part, as I want to kind of focus on your seniors. We already talked about the fact it was senior night. I want to start with Jatan Metters. It's interesting. I know you used to coach, of course, at Billings West, led the Lady Bears to a couple of state titles. Jatan actually came from Billings Senior, and my wife is a teacher at West, and this was kind of before I got into the whole sports thing with KBLG, but I remember watching Jatan and giving West High just fits, and all of a sudden here she is on, I'm cheering for Jet. I think Jet's an interesting case from the standpoint that I think sometimes, Jatan, you have to pay a little bit more attention. You can't necessarily look at a stat book afterwards and really get the full picture of what Jatan's done. I mean, this has been a gal that has just put in four really nice years for you.
Yeah, first and foremost, she's a great leader, and she's just a wonderful person with great parents. She has really worked hard to become an effective leader on the court, and she does that. She does a lot of the things that don't get noticed. She takes the best perimeter player on the other team and really plays great on-ball defense, denies with great pressure, etc. She's just a complete player. She's a tremendous athlete. She's very good at many sports, and she's we've been lucky to have her. But she will in times look to score more than other games. But she's just a winner. She'll do whatever it takes to for her team to come out on top.
It's interesting you brought that up. I always thought that she was one of those players, and of course you have a two-sport athlete on your team. And Callie Stanhope, who I know is on your women's golf team, but I remember Jatan in softball. I think she probably could have been a pretty good addition to the MSUB softball roster. So you're right, she is a great athlete. Again, you talked about that competitiveness with Jatan. The one thing I always remember about Jatan is, she might start off and maybe things are not necessarily going her way, but she's one of those players that even through the course of a game is able to make that adjustment, and it seems like whenever you need something big to happen, Jatan will do it, whether through a defensive play, nice pass, or what have you.
Yeah, she has a great stick-to-iveness about her, and maybe she struggles for a while, but she'll figure it out. And she's a gamer, and she works very hard, like I said, and very fundamentally sound player, does a lot of things well, and has had a great career.
I remember Kayla McPherson is a freshman. I know you haven't had her during the latter part of this season, but Kayla McPherson's had a great four-year career with you, and I can remember her as a freshman because I actually started out covering your games her freshman season, and I can remember one game where she came in and she hit four threes in just no time at all. Kayla was one of those gals, just really one of the purest outside shooters I've seen in a long time. But talk about her career, because I know Kayla, particularly from an offensive standpoint, she was another one that always seemed to give you a spark when you needed it.
Yeah, Kayla's a great person, and her career here was tremendous. She's has more range than any other shooter I've ever coached. I mean, she can take it 5-6 feet beyond the arc and not have any problems with that. She's offensively been a key ingredient to our success over the years. Defensively, she's improved, and she's just a great person, and we've been very lucky to have her.
Yeah, and how big of a deal is that? I mean, I think if somebody were to ask me what's changed in the college game since you started watching it years ago, and here I'm really dating myself, I can remember when they didn't have a three-point shot in college basketball. And that really, I think as long as you've got the ability to have that perimeter-type game, you're really never really out of it. And for that matter, on the flip side of it, I suppose the other team isn't really out of it either if they've got that ability, and Kayla always gave you that.
Yes, she did. She can really change a game right away, like you said, with the shot clock in women's basketball and the three-point line where it is. You can actually make up a lot of ground in a matter of 2 or 3 minutes. So you have to continue to be aggressive against opponents and stuff. And Kayla, has had games where she would make multiple threes. I think she's had one where she had 7 in one game and stuff. But just a tremendous shooter and scorer.
I think of Jen Smith, and I can remember her freshman year. She didn't get a lot of playing time as a freshman, so she was a little bit different than, say, an Alira Carpenter or even a Kayla McPherson from the standpoint you had such outstanding post players at that time. I know she kind of had to work herself into the position, and obviously when I think of Jen Smith, I just think of somebody who was very, very tough, a player who, even though she's certainly tall to me, was a little undersized for her position, but she didn't have any problem battling with the trees, did she?
No, Jen's as tough as it gets. She's a great competitor. She can play. She plays much bigger than she really is. She's just a defensive star. She takes charges. She rebounds. She plays very hard. She gets on the floor. She does all the little things that coaches notice, and I think everybody else does too. And then offensively, she possesses a couple great post moves, and the ability to step outside and hit the shot, and she can drive. She's very hard to guard, and we were very fortunate to get her so late in the recruiting year. And Jen is a tremendous student athlete, and we've just been so happy with having her.
When I think of Jen, I thought what almost encapsulated her career was the game the other night against St. Martin's, and I don't think it's any secret right now that she's been battling a very sore shoulder throughout the year. She takes two charges early in the game, which I thought really were almost game-changing moments for you. She gets up, and you could just, as tough as she is, you could just see the pain on her face. I got to be honest with you, if it were me, I don't know that I'd be standing there taking those charges, but it just kind of goes to show just how tough of a competitor she is.
Yeah, it really did sum it up, and her team takes a lot of inspiration from that kind of play with her, and she hasn't been able to practice a lot lately, but when she gets there in the game, she gives everything she has, and the pain of the moment doesn't stop her at all. And she was a big key to us winning that game the other night.
Certainly last but not least, Alira Carpenter. And again, I feel like I've kind of grown up with Alira. I had a chance to see her play when she played for Lewistown. And how'd you like to have been a Class A coach then for Lewistown when they had Alira and Sonia Rogers and Shay Conroy? I mean, what a team they had. But Alira, I remember the first time I saw her play here at Alturowicz, she scored in double figures. And I remember coming up to you and just absolutely praising Alira. And you said, yeah, she's a great freshman player, but then you brought up a couple of points. She's got the one thing that really stands out in my mind is you said she's got to learn to shoot better off the dribble. You said she's got to work on her defense. The reason I bring that up is I think with Alira, had Alira never improved any of those other aspects of her game, she still would have been a benefit through you to you over these 4 years. But this is a gal that took that to heart and really worked on those other aspects, didn't she?
Yeah, Alira's just puts in more time than anybody I've ever coached in the gym, and so you can see the success she's enjoyed as a player. She's definitely made herself more than just a three-point shooter. She actually wasn't a three-point shooter in high school. She's just become better, like you said, off the dribble. She can go both ways. She can score in the post. She can score anywhere. I think she's become much better at rebounding, and she's a tremendous leader too. But Alira's just been one of the great players in our program's history, and I was just fortunate to be here while she was here.
Do you have any idea when you recruited her? I mean, I don't think you can probably recruit somebody and say they're going to be the all-time leading scorer at MSUB. I mean, who could actually project that? But when you got Alira, did you know the kind of jewel that you had coming into the program?
Well, I knew that there was a specialness about her just in watching her play in high school, and she just kept catching my eye. But I didn't try to, I couldn't, estimate the impact that she would have. She definitely left her impressions here on Yellow Jacket history, and she's just deserves everything that she's gotten, and she's just been a big part of our success.
And she's remained very humble through it. And I think the thing you brought up that I think is an interesting point is if you've got somebody who I think is going to be a great player for you, somebody like a Callie Stanhope, when they've got somebody like an Alira Carpenter they can look up to and see the hours they put into the game, that's obviously got to play dividends down the road for you.
Definitely. People will learn from watching Alira and how she's worked and what she's accomplished.
Kevin Wooden, head coach of the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the games they got coming up this weekend against Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage as they finish out the regular portion of their the regular season, rather, and still hoping for some postseason consideration. Yellow Jacket basketball brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Denny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, Sign Pro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. We'll be back with the third segment coming up right after this.
Who Hot?
What's hot?
Who Hot?
Who Hot?
That's right. Who Hot, the exciting Mongolian grill concept that's conquering the nation, and Billings will not be spared.
Mongolian grill?
Who Hot Mongolian grill has over 50 fresh meats, vegetables, noodles grilled before your very eyes. Choose from 12 specialty sauces or create your own. From simple soy to super hot Kung Pao Yao. Grab a bowl and load up. Repeat as necessary.
Who Hot Mongolian grill. King Avenue West, Billings.
Where hunger meets its destiny.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show, talking with Kevin Wood and the head coach of the Montana State Billings Lady Yellow Jackets. Well, still a lot of work to do, heading on arguably the toughest road trip of the year when you got to go to Alaska. You'll be taking on Alaska Fairbanks, coming up on Thursday, and then Alaska Anchorage on Saturday. When we take a look at this, of course, you had the great game against Anchorage here where you fell just a little bit short. They came in as a top-ranked team in the country. Fairbanks gave you a good game at home as well. Obviously, these are two teams that, can pose some problems for anyone.
Yeah, especially at home, and it's such a long ways away. So it will be a tremendous challenge for us, but one that we're looking forward to doing. Luckily, there's not going to be any missed classes this week because it's spring break. But we'll start with Fairbanks and then work towards Anchorage. But hopefully we can get the job done.
Yeah, obviously, when you look at it, though, you've had some success in similar situations. You go down on the Hawaii trip, and you have some great success down there. So a good way to finish out the season, and these are two wins you really want, obviously. I mean, that goes without saying, but very important to finish up strong.
Yeah, we'd like to keep the momentum that we've established over the last 3 weeks going, and it'll be, like you said, a big challenge for us to do that, but we're looking forward to it, and we know both teams are very capable, and it will be their senior night, so they'll have that extra emotion when we play, but we're looking forward to the opportunity.
Obviously match up well against these two teams. I think of that great game that took place on February 7th against Alaska Anchorage, a game where, geez, I think you led probably about 90% of the game only to have them pull it out at the end, and they came in here just red hot. When you take a look at those first two games, what sort of things do you see coming into this weekend that really are going to be key for you to coming out on top?
Well, I think we're going to have to rebound the ball consistently. Limit second chance points for our opponents, and then we're going to have to shoot well, and we've done that sometimes on the road this year, sometimes we have not, and when we can shoot, we don't have to shoot it quite as well as we do it at home, but it needs to be a respectable percentage, and then you have to maximize your possession, so we're going to have to take care of the basketball. If we do that, I think we have a great chance of winning both games.
Yellow Jacket Coaches Show has been brought to you by Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, Clock Tower Inn, Ortho Montana, Danny Menholt, Farmers Insurance Group, First Interstate Bank, SignPro, Perkins, Rimrock Stages, GM Petroleum Distributors, St. Vincent Healthcare, and Jackets and Company. Kevin Wooden, best of luck this weekend on what's been another great season here for Yellow Jacket Basketball.
Thank you very much.
It's been the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Thanks for listening, everyone.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.